Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast, and I want to start with week updates. First, I got myself running sunglasses. I think they're more like cycling sunglasses, what it said on Amazon. But anyways, it's my running and skating sunglasses so that I don't get flies in my eyes and some bullshit that's there a lot of in the city. You know, there's just flies in your eyes and every 5 minutes you have to just touch your eyes to try to get it out of your eyes. And they're great, they look very fancy. I feel like I'm about to go to a rave. So yeah, it's really fun. Second, I got myself a new book. The book that I finished before, it turns out there was, it was quite an old book and not like 2024 like I thought. And so there is already a second part that is already out for like a couple of years. So I got that, so that's fun as well. Also, I started revising for my, or like I started practicing for my maths exam. Well, it's in 1 month still, but you know what? It's so annoying when you go to school. Okay, I'm gonna start differently. So we had mock exams like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I think. And I was kind of trying to prepare for them in the Easter break, but I didn't really do much. Like, I did do a lot, but at the same time, it wasn't really what was needed for mocks, I guess. I don't know. So I ended up studying for, like, 2 days for each of them. So I had three in 1 week, one more in, like, next week. And for each one of them, I basically studied for 2 days. Maths, I also did something in during the break, basically, so it was a bit more. And now I got them back. I got good grades in them. So I'm like, okay, cool, I don't have to stress, because also, like I said, the weather is so good, so I want to do like so many things, not studying really. And I was like stressing out, because when you go to school, some people have been revising for like months already, and we started revision in some subjects, and when teacher or someone asks a question about a topic that like that we are revising and we're meant to have been revising for like a couple, like for a while now, like, what, you haven't started revision yet? And I'm like, no. And it stresses me out, because I'm like, wait, everyone's revising already, like, you know, studying, memorizing all the material already, like a month before the exam. That's not how my brain works. And then I'm like, shit, I should be doing that as well. And now that I got my tests back, and it turns out it's fine if I just study for 2 days, 3 days, I guess. For real exams, I have to take more time, but I am already, I'm revising. I've made a plan now. So I had like a little calendar where I put down my, like my exam dates. And now I've put down, I really love how well it looks like little post-it notes as well on the days where I'm going to be revising for each subject. And each subject is a separate color. So it's all very color coordinated and it just looks so put together. And I'm like, okay, today's a free day. Like if there's no post-it on it, I still do something. Like I started doing integrals. It's my absolute hate topic after trigonometry. Anything that's got to do with trigonometry, with cosine, sine, all that bullshit, I hate it. The thing is that there is trigonometry in integrals, it turns out. Like, okay, I can integrate cosine and sine, right? But then sometimes you have to transform sine to theta into 2 sine cosine theta, right? And that is not supposed to be there. We are integrating, we are not doing triangles. This is annoying and this is frustrating. But this week I've been doing a little bit of integrals like every day, and this was my like absolutely hate topic. I had no idea how to do it. I think we learned them like 4 months ago, and I still had no idea how to do them until this Monday, when I started to like slowly do it in like little bits. You know, also what I noticed, that because teachers have given us, or like our maths teacher gave us like past paper questions, and we've also done them in class as well to like revise pure maths. And I was so bad, because like I had no idea. And those are hard questions, like kind of like in the exam. And I was stressing out because I had no idea how to do them. But the trick is, you have to start with like easy integrals, and then you can go on to do the harder ones, right? That makes sense. That's how we did it in class. But in class, I didn't come with the pace, like I was too slow basically in class to like understand what he was saying, and then practice at home and then come back already knowing what we've learned last lesson, right? And the pace in A levels, I think in general, is just so quick. And now it's such a good feeling when you start doing something that you were like, fuck, that's so hard, I'm never going to be able to do it, like there's no way. I hope I'm not going to get a question with integrals in the exam, which is, there's no way you're not going to get a question with integrals. I feel like there is an integral something in every single fucking question. And now I just wasn't stressing out, and I started with like just the beginnings, like the first lesson that we did basically, and I did just like 20 integrals, like 20 easy integrals. I got the pattern, and then I went on to do the harder ones, and I also got the pattern, and now I'm like, wow, it's not even that hard, you know. And I just, that's crazy. I just like to, like, I really enjoyed seeing also, like, with maths as well, and also with the tests that I got back, that everyone has their own like strategies to study, and everyone's got their own like timeline in which they study. Like I have been making some notes and some revision material since I came here, like since last January basically, but my revision looks completely different from a friend of mine in my class, right? So she does like a lot of past paper questions, that's just her way to do it, and I do it completely different. And that's fine then, that we have completely different, like, we need completely different time, like, periods to prepare for exam. And we're both really good in psychology. Like, it's obvious, don't compare yourself with others, but I feel like in school it's kind of, like, imposed maybe on people. Because also revision in class, you know? We are doing a revision in class now in, like, sociology as well, and in maths and in, like, some of the lessons. And in sociology, or, like, psychology revision that we did, it made absolutely no sense to me. Like, it was an absolute waste of time. That's why I didn't go. At some point, I was just like, okay, we're just repeating the same thing. And I did understand it. I just need to memorize it now, but I have really good like short-term memory, but not short but like 2 days memory, so there's no point for me to revise for it since January, because I'm gonna forget it in mid-January, right? And then I'm gonna have to revise it again. And I kind of now really internalized that my method is okay, and if I say I am fine with leaving myself 3 days to revise for one paper, that I'm actually going to be fine. Because it always feels like, no, I just feel too cool, and I'm actually going to fail it afterwards. I mean, I could still, like, no one knows, you know, if I get shitty questions, then I guess, yeah, I might still fail, because I have not revised fully enough to know every question and everything inside out. True. But I might as well get fine questions. And in mock papers, which are also made by the exam board, I did fine. So, because in the last 2 weeks, I've been doing a lot of stuff that was not revising. And I enjoy doing that stuff. And I enjoy, like, you know, I always wished I would read more. And now I was reading more. I wished I would be, like, I would really enjoy going to the gym, and I was going to the gym more. Like, I have been, and I still am. And I wished I would just go outside more, and I was actually going outside every day. Like, let's say in the evening, I was just like, I'm really in the mood to just go outside, to just get fresh air, just walk around for a bit, or just sit by the river and watch people. And I started doing all those things that I always wished I would be doing, but I still couldn't really truly feel like happy and satisfied with what I was doing, because I had to study, and I was really doing less studying. I don't think I was doing less studying than before. It just felt like I was, I guess, because I had the energy and like time to do other stuff, but not revision, not school. And I felt guilty, you know, because before, if I was just like, no, I'm just so tired, I can't revise for whatever reason, probably because I was on my phone too much. And I didn't even do, like, I didn't, let's say, if I don't go out, I'm like, yeah, well, I'm not studying. Well, I'm not doing anything fun anyways. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm just doing the essentials. And for some reason, I didn't have time to even study, really, even though I didn't do so much. That's actually quite, I don't know, seems like a paradox. Because, like, I wasn't really doing anything. Like, I was going to school for my 4 hours of school. I was making food. I was going to the gym. And then it was evening. And then I went to bed. But I guess, because I really don't know what I was doing. And I wasn't on my phone as much as I guess I could have been. But still, now I looked at my screen time. Because now I have Pinterest and I have YouTube. That's all, like, media that I have, and messengers, but I don't really, I guess, text that much, maybe. Well, and I looked at my screen time and I had like half an hour Pinterest a day on average, then maybe some days like half an hour YouTube max. That's like the stupid shorts or something. I watched, I think, one video while walking Stairmaster or something, and then like maybe 40 minutes or something off Telegram, where I text with people, and that's it. And I looked at, and I think I had like 2 hours of screen time average this week, and that's just so cool, I think. And I think it was more before. I think it was like 3-4 hours, but still, I guess I went to school more. I guess I'm skipping out of classes now, because really there's no point. Honestly, can I rant about my sociology teacher for a bit? I think I talked about it to everyone. The word sociology comes up. I am ready. I am ready to talk about it. Anyways, the main point is that she wasted so much time just talking about, like, news and, like, shows and, like, true crime stories that she saw on media as well. And people, like, my class is also obviously supporting the chats because it's fun, and they're also seeing those stories. I have not, so I cannot really talk with them. And then she said to us, we're gonna have an extra half an hour lesson on Fridays, so 2.5 hour lesson instead of 2 hours, because we are behind on the content because of the, like, tests that we were required to do by the school, right? Like the mocks and everything. And that's why we are behind on our schedule. Obviously not because we've been chatting half of the lesson every week. No, probably not. Probably not because we've been waiting for people for 15 minutes to come back from the toilet when we had a 10-minute break, and 15 minutes afterwards, they were still not in class. 15 minutes after the break was finished. No, that's definitely not the reason why we are behind on schedule. And even though, right, we are behind on schedule, that's even though we have not done a single, like, practice question in class. We've only done, like, content summarized by her, by, like, with handouts. We did, like, planning a question, but not really writing it. This compared to last year, we were on time, we did not have extra classes, and we did every lesson. We did, like, I don't know, 3 to 5, let's say, practice questions, depends on, like, how many markers it was. But anyways, and then we also did not the summarized version. That is not enough for, like, a star. That's what she also said to us, like, a week ago, that the handouts are not enough for, like, a star. Cool. Oh, like, why did you not tell us that earlier, so that we could, do it in our own time, I guess, at home? But, like, honestly, she used to always say that those handouts, if we just revise the handouts, the packs, they are enough for the test. Yeah, for the test that she made for us. What's the point? I just really don't get the point to tell us that a week before our exam, that, oh, those are not enough, by the way. Like, you need to just, like, scan through the book now once again and learn all the missing content. But whatever. So we did less content. Last year we did everything from the book, which you need for the exam. Almost everything, really. And we did practice question. And we did not have extra lessons. And there, even though our, like, last teacher, she was pregnant, she was not in class, like, some days, right? I don't think my teacher this year, she missed any classes. And still, we are behind. How is that possible? How? And then, even though now we are finished with the content that we need to learn, and we're gonna be, like, doing past paper questions, she still said we're gonna stay half an hour extra on Fridays, just because. I know, it's like, it's such a little thing. It's just to the topic why it's a waste of time. In psychology, I'm not gonna complain, it's just me personally that I don't benefit from revision of the topics because I do understand them. I just don't remember the names and I don't remember the terms, which, like, I'm going to remember them for the exam if I read through my notes day before. My voice is, I don't know, it's weird. I've been, like, kind of getting ill. Like, every morning I wake up and I'm like, oh shit, I'm getting ill. And then I take, like, I still go to the gym because I'm like, yeah, it's not too bad. I can't be slacking. Well, no, some days I do decide, like, yeah, no. Then I take vitamin C, and until the evening, I feel fine. In the morning, I wake up semi-ill again. It's weird. Anyways, that's why my voice is like this. I've been noticing, like, some words that I've said wrong, like voice instead of voice. And yeah, that brings me to the actual topic that I wanted to talk about. Enough with ranting about sociology, I guess. I'll be fine. So yesterday I was talking to a friend. He is British, like, he speaks English as his first language, right? And he said something like, I can't, like, really can't, you know, like, really British. And I made fun of him because he makes fun of me, okay? And, like, I made fun of him, and yeah, I don't know, that was it, really. He told me to shut up and we just carried on with our lives. But then when he, I think, corrected me in something, because one thing that I always get wrong is Manchester, whatever it is, I cannot say the way he's used to hearing it. So that's always, like, topic to talk about, to, like, notice that I said it and, like, that it's Manchester. Yeah. Oh my God. There was pigeons, right? So just across, like, opposite from my window is a roof. And I've been watching three pigeons and they were sitting on the edge of it. And then maybe you've seen it before, but then they just, like, one, like, jumped down, but, like, basically just fell, you know, not with the head down, like, not, you know, not, like, dove down, but he just, like, fell with his belly, like, down, and he just started falling, and the other one did the same thing. And that's just the first time that I've seen that I saw something like that. Okay, sorry, but that's fascinating. I guess then they're just gonna open their wings and fly, but it looked not normal. Right, back to the story. So let's recap my story of me learning German, okay? Of my perception of how I spoke it. So at first, when I came to school, I learned German before in my school in Russia. And then it was kind of like, I don't know what, I guess, A1 to A2. So it wasn't great. I could understand something. I could understand quite a lot in, like, German, but not, like, in dialect. And that was quite humbling, because also I thought I could understand quite a lot, but then people started speaking quickly and, like, indistinctively, basically, and in dialect. And I was like, what is that? Right. But I was kind of aware that my German wasn't good, so I was not really being hard on myself too much. I think that's as far as I can remember, that I didn't understand some things. Then, I guess within, like, 1.5 years, I guess, in the middle of the second grade, I was actually getting better, and I was actually good, I think. And I felt like I've really improved, and I knew it wasn't perfect, but that's when people started to tell me, if people didn't know that I wasn't from Austria, and then at some point they found out, they were like, wait, what? It's not your first language. I couldn't tell, like, you don't have an accent. And I was getting kind of more confident with my German. Like, I was confident that it is actually good. My pronunciation is good. And no one was really correcting me. I guess I was just maybe friends with more, you know, gentle people who did not want to, like, make me uncomfortable or make me feel like I'm not, my German is not good enough and so on. And then by the end of, what, third grade, right? So, like, year two to year three, it was, like, good, solid. I understood everything, well, almost everything, you know. My pronunciation was good. People were thinking I was from Austria, and I was actually very confident and comfortable speaking it. And then I started speaking more to people who were not as caring about my fragile feelings regarding my language skills, and who were pointing out some of my mistakes, which is fine. And now in retrospection, I can say I learned a lot from communication with those people, and I think my German really improved as well. And that's when I learned dialect as well, because those people just spoke dialect, basically. But yeah, it was pointed out a lot, and my pronunciation was made fun of a lot. And it wasn't really maliciously meant, but it was just something that annoyed me, because I was in full belief that my German is actually really good and my pronunciation is correct, because no one has corrected me in like a year, you know. So in the beginning they would correct me because it was obvious I was saying something wrong, and they were kind of like teaching me as well, and that was nice, and I learned a lot as well. And then no one has corrected me in like a year, because almost everything was right, and what was not right was understandable. Like, people could still understand what I meant, even with the wrong pronunciation or wrong grammar or something. And I was just not used to it anymore. I was not used to being corrected and to having something wrong. And I was really getting annoyed at it. And no one really likes to be corrected. I mean, no, I guess now I see it differently, but still, I don't know who is really fond of being corrected, you know, like getting negative feedback or something, especially without asking for it. Like, I can like to improve and to learn from my mistakes or something, but I do not like the moment when I'm getting the bad feedback, especially, again, if I'm not asking for it. Like, if I post something, or like, you know, with the podcast or something that I know is not perfect and I want to improve it, and I'm like, okay guys, please give me feedback. Like, it's cool if you say that something is wrong, because then I can adjust it. But if I'm just talking, you know, especially when you say, it's so frustrating, you know. And that's, I think, something that's also, that people who have been like somewhere speaking not the first language, it's so frustrating, like, they would understand it. It's so frustrating to speak to someone when you're trying to explain yourself, like something important to you, and not just like, oh, the weather is great, but something that's really like, it's a complicated topic, or it's something that's important to you, like feelings wise, or it's just something that you are trying to explain a situation or something, and you're trying your best, or maybe you're not trying your best, but it's not the point. Like, your pronunciation is really not the point in there. The point is that you want the person to understand what you're saying, and then you're being corrected, and it feels like they haven't been listening at all. Like, it doesn't matter what you said. You could have just said this one word and they would have corrected you, or you could have talked for the past, like, I don't know, 5 minutes trying to explain something, and they still correct your pronunciation. Like, bro, this is, you got the whole point. You got it wrong. You got everything wrong. Have you been listening even? And maybe that's why it was also frustrating, I guess. Maybe because I was trying to say something that was, I don't know, smart and important and not just as simple as like simple words, but something with meaning. And then I was corrected, and it really didn't make a difference. If I say like a lot of sentences and in one sentence I make a mistake, it really doesn't matter. That's what I thought, but apparently not. And so that was kind of like my sensitive topic and my sensitive like spot where I really didn't like being corrected and being made fun of, like when people made fun of my pronunciation. It wasn't often, but maybe that's why it was so hurtful, I guess, because, or like unexpected, because it was unexpected. Like, I wasn't used to being like a foreigner who can't speak, so I was not prepared to have something wrong, and maybe it felt like I was pretending to be something. I felt like I was, you know, acting, like I was faking till I make it, and sometimes this faking was like unmasked. Sometimes it was obvious that I was not actually from here, and it was like my act was broken, and I felt like people could actually tell that I do not come from Austria, which is fair enough, I do not. But I think I didn't really like, after a while of telling everyone my story and where I learned German and what I do and why I moved there, I was just kind of sick of the story. So I was kind of trying to really assimilate, or what is it called, like to really try to look like I am from there, so that people just leave me alone with my life story. And when someone corrected me, I was like, shit, I'm not doing it good enough. Like, obviously people who knew me anyways corrected me, but I thought like, if they notice it, then other people may notice it as well, and I should be maybe telling them that I'm not from here or something, you know, like I shouldn't be pretending like I am a native speaker or something, because I thought I was lying to people when I was trying, or maybe I should speak with my accent all the time, which I can't really do. I can speak it for a while, like for a little bit. I can speak with like a Russian accent, but it's hard. I need to consciously try to use the accent, because I'm just so like used to Austrian pronunciation, you know, like without the accent. It's also interesting. I don't really know how it works. In the beginning, when I was switching, when I was trying to learn how to speak without accent that I had in like Russia in school, because I just didn't care. Like everyone spoke with accent, and I was like, well, fair enough. I just need fine grade and accent doesn't really matter. I'm just gonna speak the way I can. And then I went to summer camp the first summer I was in Austria, and I was listening to people and I was consciously trying to repeat the words that the way they said them, to not just say the words they said, but to really copy their pronunciation. And I guess that's how I learned like speaking without accent. But now I need to do it the other way around, so I know how I would speak, like I know what kind of like sounds I need to change to sound Russian, and then I can do it. But it's conscious effort all the time. It's just interesting how it changed, you know, how it switched around. Right, so that was kind of like German story. And then what I realized now, like last time I went to Austria, like last month, when someone corrected me, I don't remember the exact situation, but at some point I realized that it didn't really bother me. Like, I laughed as well, because sometimes I really don't know how to pronounce something, and sometimes I do know, but it just slips out. When I speak English, like here in the podcast as well, I feel like you can hear so many times where I say something where just like my accent slips, or maybe it's not even like accent, it's just like wrong, but it's not because I think it is pronounced that way, but it just, because I can't, like I speak and it just comes out wrong. But it doesn't really bother me. And I could also laugh about how I pronounce something and just be like, yeah, well. And sometimes at some point it wasn't like I didn't laugh with people because it wasn't funny. It was just dumb, but it didn't really hurt me. I was just like, well, yeah, okay, cool. It was wrong. Let it be. Just because I said something of importance and you made fun of my pronunciation, like, how stupid is that? But it really didn't bother me in terms of like, oh shit, I'm not good enough, I'm pretending, blah, blah. And now I realized why. Because if someone makes fun of me or like, again, just points out my pronunciation in English, I guess there is two reasons that I identified for myself. First is that I know I'm not from here. And I feel like in any language that I will speak from like, not from now on, but from like 3 years ago on, in every language, I'm gonna make mistakes. And like everyone makes mistakes. Okay, yeah, that's obvious. But not even in Russian, I feel like, you know, kind of like if someone points out that you made a mistake in your native language, you can kind of say, well, fair enough, that may be a mistake, but I say that, like, that is right in, like, people say that in this country, in this, like, town, I don't know. Okay, it's not, like, in dictionary, but this is right for me, because I'm a native. And I don't feel like I can say that in Russian, because I'm not sure anymore. Like, when I moved to Austria, before that, I used to be really good in, like, just feeling the language, kind of like I knew some how to write some words without knowing the grammar behind it, without knowing the rules, or I knew how to put commas and what is it called, like, you know, semicolons and that kind of stuff, without knowing why. It just felt right, and it was right. And when I moved to Austria, like I think a year after that, like I remember my mom would still ask me sometimes, like, is that right or is that right? And I used to get so annoyed as well and so angry because I didn't know the way it was right anymore. Like, something that I was good at, I wasn't good at anymore. And it really frustrated me. And I used to get really, like, annoyed and be like, yeah, you can Google it now, like, you know, ask someone else. And at some point I was like, no, I just don't know, Mom. Like, sorry. And I don't remember when it was, but I remember that this happened at some point when I realized, okay, it is fine that I don't know this anymore because I don't live there. And I don't, like, I speak German more than Russian. I really don't speak Russian much. So it's obvious that I'm gonna, you know, forget some things or, like, not feel the language anymore. And then I just relaxed and I realized, okay, that's fine. And I feel like the same way I now relaxed and realized that because I had like 4 years almost, or like 3 years, let's say 3.5 years of actively being in Austria and like speaking to people, being in school and, you know, just like learning language actively. And it is quite a lot of time and I think I did quite a good job, but still it's not my native language. It's not my mother tongue and I don't speak it perfectly. Like a lot of people used to tell me like, no, your German is perfect. What are you talking about? And thank you. I know, like, it's good. I know. Thanks. It's sweet. But it's not perfect. Like, it's never gonna be perfect. I guess for someone maybe, but, like, I just don't, I have kind of, like, talent for languages, but not as much. And still, like, I moved there, I didn't grow up there, and I'm not trying to make it perfect either. You know, like, I could be watching more series or something in German, but I don't. Something like that. Kind of, you know what I mean? So it is not perfect and it's fine. It is really good, but it's not perfect. And my English is good and my like pronunciation is good, but it's not my first language either. And I didn't grow up with it. And like, I'm gonna make mistakes. It's like I'm a foreigner here and I'm a foreigner in Austria still. And now I feel like I am a foreigner in Russia, maybe less than in other places, although it really depends. Sometimes I really feel like Austria, like I belong there and I feel completely like comfortable and confident there, but not always. I guess it's also in comparison, maybe. So here also, if I speak to someone whose English is not as good as mine or like their pronunciation, then I feel like my English is really good. But then if I speak to a native speaker, I cannot be 100% sure. Like, they can correct me and I can't correct them. So I guess it all also in comparison to other people. but I don't really feel truly like a native or like a, you know, like a person who lives or like who of this culture anywhere. And I just accepted it and I realized it. And it's a, I think, a bigger and broader topic than just language, but in general, I don't feel fully like 100% at home anywhere. And the same is with language, and it's fine. And like sometimes it is scary, but again, like it's a bigger topic, and I don't know, like I will definitely give it more thought and in my life in general. But when I think of like, you know, kind of where I'm gonna live, I feel like it's just such a different mindset as well of people who have moved somewhere and who haven't. And it's just so hard to explain as well. Like I'm by no means, I want to compare it, but this is, let's say, one of the bad things of traveling and of moving and, you know, being everywhere in the world and having friends everywhere in the world. Like, it's great because, you know, you can see someone everywhere where you are, but at the same time, you have to be everywhere to see everyone. And yeah, that's just one of those like controversial things, that nothing is like perfect. Well, that's a different topic. I'm just what is it, swinging away, yeah, let's say that a little bit again. But yeah, that's the point, basically, that I'm gonna be corrected in every single language that I speak, and that's just how it is, because I guess I speak so many languages. Okay, three, very strong. Very, again, see, I know it's very, but I say worry because I said, I know it's very slip. anyways, and like, it's just inevitable. I will be corrected wherever I go, and I can't like be angry about it. I mean, obviously I can, but I guess now I just really internalized it, and it is gonna annoy me sometimes, especially again, whenever I speak something important and people interrupt me to like, or they don't interrupt me, but then they correct me afterwards, and I'm thinking like, have you been thinking about for the past 2 minutes while I was talking about something important, you have been thinking about my pronunciation? You know, that's kind of stupid. However, sometimes it is like, it is good that they tell me that, because sometimes I really don't know how it is correct, but that's just details. But another important like realization for me is that if people correct you, it means your language and your pronunciation is good. Because have you ever seen or have you ever corrected someone who has a very strong accent? No, because they are trying their best. They can't do anything about it, right? Like, you want to make them feel as confident as possible. You want to make them feel like their English or whatever language they're speaking is really good. Or if they have accent in every word they say, you will not tell them, oh, this is wrong, oh, this is wrong, because this is their accent, that's how they speak. It's in every language, like, everyone knows a person who speaks with a crazy accent, or like, you know, just immigrants. Well, I am an immigrant as well, but like, you know, if you say immigrants, then you imagine someone with a strong accent, right? And you're not gonna go and correct them when they speak. So if people, well, first, because again, like, you don't want to make them uncomfortable, and second, because it's impossible. They make, like, I don't want to say mistakes, but let's say we're not talking about accent, but like some grammar, they make so many mistakes that it's just impossible to correct every single one of them, because there's just so many. So that means that if people correct me, it's because I sound like a native speaker, and they feel comfortable correcting me because they don't even think that I might be offended by it, I guess, like truly offended. Second, it's not that many mistakes, like they can be corrected. Third, if I correct them, oh well, I lost my thought. I guess you correct your, like, people who, like, native speaker can correct each other to like improve their language skills. So I am kind of like seen as a native speaker, and that's actually a compliment. It's still annoying sometimes when you are being corrected, but it's a good thing. It should rather be seen, or like, you can really perceive it and take it as, if not a compliment, but just it is definitely not an insult to your language, to your language skills. If anything, it is an indication that you are really good at that language. If people, like, they see it as fine to correct you and they think you will not get offended. Also, it's a compliment to your, you know, critique-taking skills, because if people think you're going to be offended, they won't correct you or they won't make fun of you, which is also good, like, which is also a compliment. And I don't know, for me, it was just kind of like a breakthrough. And I think moving to England also really contributed to that, because it was not my first time moving somewhere and learning a new language. Like, I did speak English before, but I had an accent, at first Russian, then German, and it was still like a new place, and with different pronunciation, like the perfect, like, British accent, like how people speak here. I did not speak like that. I remember myself thinking or talking to someone and being like, I know I will acquire the British accent, but I wonder how long it takes me. Even though I think at the moment I was not really 100% sure that I would actually learn how to speak, like, how to sound British, but I just said it so confidently, and, well, look at me now. Oh, wow, confidence is just streaming out of me. No, but actually, people told me that I sound British, so I guess I can say that. Anyways, that's just observation of this week, one of them, and I don't know, maybe it helps someone also not get, like, offended or sad when they are corrected by someone about their pronunciation or something, or something that they say in a foreign language. First of all, it's not a first language. Like, that's also something I like myself to remind myself of. Like, bro, how many languages do you speak, okay, on the level that I speak those? So yeah, don't flex with knowing how to pronounce this one word if you don't know how to say, like, how to say anything in Russian. So come on. Like, and not to really, you know, flex with it, but just, like, it's just something that you have in your head to calm yourself down and be more confident in the moment, or to be able to speak back if you need to. Anyways, thank you for listening. I really enjoyed this episode. I wasn't sure what to talk about yesterday, and then I had this encounter, and I was like, wow, this is a good observation of mine. Right. I hear you next week. And for those who have been waiting for the University of Amsterdam selection procedure, I'm sorry, it was not this week, but I did not really get to it because I don't really want to listen to it and finish recording. But I shall do that at some point. So yeah, I apologize for anyone who expected this episode to be about University of Amsterdam. Yeah, anyways, thank you for listening, and see you next week. Bye-bye.